school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. More prisoner releases are now expected later today, Saturday, in Gaza and Israel, following the first exchange under the cover of a pause in the month-and-a-half-old war that has followed the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack and kidnappings. Our reports start with correspondent Lilia Luciano in Tel Aviv.
Not among those freed, any Americans, including four-year-old Abigail Idan. President Biden remained optimistic some will be released soon.
We also will not stop until we get these hostages brought home and an answer to their whereabouts.
As for those ex-hostages whose whereabouts we do know,
the Israeli army released video showing the moment a bus carrying hostages released by Hamas crossed back into Israeli territory. 39 Palestinians were also released from Israeli prisons as part of the deal. This Palestinian mother says she might faint when her daughter comes home. The prisoner swap only began after both sides began a four-day pause in fighting as part of the truce agreement. The temporary ceasefire has also allowed much-needed aid to flow into Gaza. Erica Brown, CBS News, Washington.
And now a bit of out of sight in that other ongoing war, the one in Eastern Europe. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has launched its biggest drone attack yet on Ukraine this overnight, primarily targeting the capital city of Kyiv. In this country, there's word from a federal prison in Arizona that
Derek Chauvin, the ex-police officer convicted of killing George Floyd, triggering violent protests across the country, is in the hospital after being attacked in Tucson's federal prison. It happened at the federal facility on South Wilmot Road, forcing corrections officers to take life-saving action.
Reporter Ashley Bowerman of KOLD-TV Tucson. Minnesota's attorney general tonight expresses regret that Chauvin was the apparent target of violence. Way down under, the world's largest iceberg has come free from the ocean floor in Antarctica. It is about three times the size of New York City, and there are real concerns about it.
Now it's moving relatively quickly up the eastern side of the Antarctic Peninsula and out into the open ocean.
Glacier expert Dr. Oliver Marsh. On the post-Thanksgiving shopping front,
the spending should be higher on small business Saturday and or Sunday of the weekend than it is on Black Friday, because so much of Black Friday's business is spent online.
That is retail analyst Bert Flickinger. The two people killed when their car crashed into that border checkpoint in Niagara Falls have now been identified as a Western New York couple whose family owns a lumber business and several hardware stores. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 13 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 33. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to previously recorded content. Enjoy.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane across me in the studio in downtown Waukesha, and we're always delighted to have our next guest join us. He is a registered life relationship career coach who draws on his clinical training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships and achieve our goals and generally fix our lives. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
We cannot hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Oh, you can. Okay, yes. Good. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Have you talked to Mom? Have you talked to Mama Kristen?
Yes, I have. And also, I heard that I was listening to the show a little earlier. One of your listeners, or maybe a lot of your listeners, it sounds like, wants to ship me off to Washington to go deal with those. First of all, I'm flattered that you think that I could deal with those people and make any headway. That's really kind of you to think that my talents are that good. But I'm also a little offended. I want to hang out with you all. I don't want to go up there. It's honestly a little scary. I was watching the news and I saw what Carol was talking about, the Lauren versus Marjorie face-off, and I was thinking, can you imagine being in the same room with those two at the same time?
No.
Being in between them, that would be like that. That would be just like being between your two wildest relatives at Thanksgiving, but every day at work. You know what I mean? Can you imagine? That just I would quit.
Well,
I
think you're far too kind. I do. I think the House Republicans need some really tough love. And they need someone like Carol to go in there and just scare them straight. You know, it's like, if you guys don't figure out how to get along, I'm taking away your iPads and your phones.
Right.
And you're grounded.
That's my first step, is just to sit them down and go, you guys look like jerks. Stop it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, Boebert will pull a gun on you. So
right.
I'm scared of Boebert.
MTG
yeah,
too.
I don't know. I think my move would be, you remember when you were young and they would teach you the tornado drills and you'd have to crawl under your desk in like a little ball? That would be my move when these two are fighting. I would just go, let me know when it's over.
Somebody I'll be here.
Tap on the desk.
That's hilarious.
When it's safe to come out. Let me know when
to
come out.
Yeah, I'm just like, who's that whimper? Is that Dr. Mike whimpering underneath there? Just like
that's somebody hilarious.
Come, yeah, somebody give him a Lunchable and pull him out of there when he's ready.
Absolutely. Well, if you ever have any questions for Dr. Mike, you can always text them at 844-967-2789 or send us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So are we ready to dive into this dilemma?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do we have today?
Dear Dr. Mike, I'm a 28-year-old guy and I've been with my live-in girlfriend for almost 3 years. I love her a lot. She's definitely my best friend, but I've always doubted if I've ever been in love with her. I think she knows this because she is the only one who talks about getting married and having kids together. She typically has to pursue sex and intimacy, and she even jokes about loving me more than I love her. I just don't want to lose her or her family, who have now become my family. What should I do? Should I be satisfied with settling down and marrying my best friend? Or should I break up my calm but boring home so I can try to find a relationship that feels more passionate?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, if you don't know that you're in love with her, that's the biggest red flag I've ever heard.
What do you think, Dr. Mike?
Yeah. It is a big red flag. I mean, well, first of all, I as a 28-year-old young man, I applaud the honesty to even look at oneself and say, this is how I'm feeling, right? As opposed to just sweeping it under the rug, because it sounds like a lot of things are actually going right in the relationship to make it last for 3 years,
right?
And say, this is my best friend and we're living together. It sounds like there's a lot of good things going on there. And it'd be very easy to say, no, everything's good. Everything's great. Love her, love her family. Let's just do it. So, you know, good on you for looking at your own stuff there and being honest. Carol's right. It is certainly a bright red flag that you're not in love with the person. You should probably know that after 3 years in there. I will also say, too, and I would love to hear what you two think about this, is that a relationship, by definition, has multiple people involved in it. So perhaps to take a little bit of pressure off of our listener here, maybe this isn't just your decision to make. I might bring this up to your girlfriend, to your partner, right? Because perhaps it isn't just about you and you saying, do I want to do this and should I do that? But maybe she doesn't want to be in a relationship where she's only doing the sexual pursuing. And maybe she doesn't want to be married to somebody who's just, quote unquote, her best friend. And she maybe she doesn't want to, you know, have a quote unquote, you know, what did he say? Calm, but boring.
Calm, but boring. Yeah. Calm, but boring.
It's like, you know, let's assume they're the same age. Right. So she's like, you know, she's been in this relationship since she was 25. So she's going to be, you know, God willing, you know, around for, you know, 50, 60, 70 more years. Right. That's a long time to be with, you know, to maybe she wants to be in love. Right. And she wants to have somebody be in love with her
and have
passion.
Someone, yeah. And have someone desire her.
Right. And so I think that's something that maybe we should think about here, too, that with all respect to our listener, that it's not just about sort of what you want. I think the things that are important to us, it's important for us to weigh what's important to us. Right. Is it important for me to know that that I can come home to a secure, loving, predictable home, and that I'm going to have somebody who's going to, you know, be my best friend and be my teammate and be a great co-parent and all those sorts of things. And I do love their family, and I'm not like, oh gosh, you know, what are the in-laws going to do this week? And are they going to, you know, are those things the most important, or is passion and excitement, and I want to tear your clothes off, and I want to just know every single thought about you because you're so interesting. Is that the most important thing? I can't answer that for you. You have to answer that for yourself, like what's most important to you. But I think the big thing here, Jane, is that we should be asking the partner what she wants as well, because we nobody has the right to sort of rob that from somebody else. You know, if she wants to have that feeling and she wants to have that relationship, and you cannot be secretly keeping that. And I'm going to turn this over to you two in a second, but I'm spitballing here a bit, so stick with me. But it does kind of remind me a little bit of almost somebody who's in a relationship with somebody, you know, maybe decades ago, who was closeted in a way, right? A lot of people married their best friends, like their best gay guy friend, and didn't know it. Right?
Right.
You know, and they had a fantastic life, right? We had all these things in common and we had kids and all that sort of stuff, but there was this secret going on underneath. And that's not right to not tell that person that you're married to, that you're keeping this thing from them. That's not an okay thing to do. And so I think this guy should, in a sense, quote unquote, come out, if you will, and say how he's feeling, and that if she's okay doing that and he's okay doing that, maybe we should have a conversation out in the open about it.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our resident life coach. If you ever have questions, you can text them at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email. The one thing that stands out for me, though, Dr. Mike, is the whole thing about passion. And mm-hmm. I understand that it's important, but I also, this might make me very unpopular, but passion is not sustainable. It doesn't last. And quite frankly, right. And here's the bad part, monogamy is boring. Okay. It is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah.
And I understand where, at least at the beginning of a relationship, the, oh, I want to rip your clothes off and all of that. Right. But that's going to fade.
That's going to fade.
That is going to fade. Yep. And you have to have something stronger to build a long-term relationship on, more than just that.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Right? See, I think there's a fear factor coming into play here too. A fear of complete and utter commitment when it comes to a passionate. And the reason I say that is because that happened to me. That was my relationship. I knew I was in love with Lou, but he never really said it until later on in the relationship. We dated for 4 years. And there was one time when I was supposed to meet him someplace and he stood me up.
Uh-oh.
And I found him at my at his friend's house. And he was just like, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, well, don't worry about that. So I think maybe with this guy too, there is a fear factor that comes into play, that he's afraid of the complete and utter commitment. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a life coach.
It sounds like there's some conversations that need to go on here, don't you think, between the two? It sounds like he's been harboring some things to himself. And the things he's saying to us here, I would have a hunch that he's been saying to his friends.
Yes.
But he's probably not saying directly to his partner.
Oh, I'm
That's
sure of it.
That's my hunch.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, you make an excellent point. And you have to be... Nobody likes hard conversations. Nobody wants to, you know, hurt the other person in the relationship. But as you said, keeping these secrets is almost worse. It is worse. It is worse, right? Than having a direct, honest chat
right.
about it.
The one thing I really like about this conversation, in conjunction with, I think, the last one or the one before, is that we know that outside of Carol's coaching office, it will just say on a shingle, run. And outside of James, it says, monogamy is boring. I love it. This is great. We've got your catchphrases down.
I'm going to have so many clients, I'm not going to know what to do. We're just...
Absolutely. Party at Jane's house. Monogamy is boring, y'all. Yeah.
Bring your keys. No. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our resident life relationship career coach, draws on his clinical training and counseling psychology to help us improve relationships and set and achieve our goals and generally fix our lives. We love having you on Fridays, Dr. Mike. Thank you so very much. We will see you next week.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Take Thank care. You. Stay close. We are coming up against the break. We will be right back to talk about Jump Around, Baby. Big game in Madison tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Degrees.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
At Nair.
I'm Carol Kane.
We are covering for Kristen Bry as she is on maternity leave. Wanted to wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving today.
Right.
You are listening to a best of replay of an earlier program where we talk all things turkey.
So put on the stretch pants. Get yourself ready. because it's always a big day, and you know that everybody overeats, and it's okay. It's okay.
And naps are good.
Yes.
Naps after a big turkey dinner are very good. We wish you a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. Love to you. Love to your friends. Love to your family.
Absolutely. This is the time of the season that I really embrace wholeheartedly because it's so wonderful to be able to be around family and friends.
Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Picasso said in 1910, I'm gonna paint me a man.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 minutes before high noon, we have the noon news coming up, followed by the wonderful Todd Albaugh show from noon to 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Calvin is on the board. Greg Bach and Carol Kane in studio with me. And we'd love to hear from you as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Rami was really fun.
Oh, he's great.
That was fun.
And he's a fantastic comedian,
well,
too.
And you know what? It's all in good fun. You know, he doesn't care that I don't care for the Cubs. He doesn't care at all. And that, you know, you got to root for your team. That's all there is to it. If you like them, fine. If you don't, fine.
Little friendly rivalry. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Of course.
All right. Calvin had the great setup music, and we're going to switch gears just a little bit. On the one hand, the SAG strike is over, which is good.
Right.
But we were talking about Picasso off the air.
Oh, that's right, yes.
This Picasso painting.
Is anything worth $139 million? I don't understand. First of all, I'm not an art aficionado by any stretch of the imagination, but this is one of the ugliest damn things I've ever seen. For $139, can somebody explain to me why Picasso is so respected? I don't get it.
I am not an art historian either, and I just, from what I understand, and if anyone knows more about art, we would love for you to chime in on this at 844-967-2789. He brought a different style, right? It was the abstraction. It was abstract.
You saw his evolution too, and he was also one of the great artists in our real time. Like Picasso was alive. Generally, I don't know how to say, in the 20th century,
right?
And you saw his progression from one period to another period to another period, and he was an outgoing fella, and he was filmable and all those things. And I think he added to his lore. I think if Picasso lived 200 years ago, I don't know if he'd be as popular.
I just don't think I'm smart enough to figure it out. But I don't get Jackson Pollock either. You know, that looks like somebody, you know, just threw up on a canvas, or you just start, you know, and it's like, well, watch this arc of this color and that color. I could go and throw stuff on a canvas.
But they did it first. That's the thing. Like someone like Jackson Pollock, I have to believe, took the idea of just painting waterfalls and painting cubes. He said, I don't want to do any of this anymore. I want to do this. And for some reason, but this goes, and people bought it. They understood it. And like, I agree with you, Carol. I look at art and there, I have to try really hard to be like, I understand why people might like this. But at the end of the day, the art world is also kind of a scam. Like, art is done by artists. It's taken to, studios or places to be...
Galleries.
Galleries. And someone who with influence can say, oh, yes, I like... Jane is an amazing painter. And because you trust me, Carol, as a gallery owner, you're going to say, well, Jane must be an amazing painter.
You need to have the first Janesy.
The first Janesy is $20,000. And you're like, well, I'll give you $50,000. And then from there... In 20 years, it might be $250,000. I mean, it's the art world is a scam, and it's an amazing scam because it's just so hoity-toity.
Well, and it's who gets to decide this value is assigned to this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's almost arbitrary, really, when it comes down to it. There is talent, people, but there are people out, I mean, dare you say, there are people out there in the world right now that we will never hear of who are more talented than all the greats.
I've seen some things that show up on my Twitter feed that have blown my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, people decorating little teeny miniature boxes with entire landscapes and things like that. So I would agree with you, Carol, that Picasso, that style does not, it doesn't speak to me.
No.
It doesn't touch me.
No.
It doesn't, even at the art museum in downtown Milwaukee, and I went not too long ago, and there's the more modern art wing. And isn't it, there's just one big red dot.
Yeah.
On a big white canvas.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that, yeah. Or where you just have a line that goes down the middle, and the bottom is one color, and the top is another color. Yeah. It's like, what, huh?
You can't make me understand why that's important. Like, at the end of the day, I'll be like, I guess it's important because you said so, and I'm not invested in that world enough. But yeah, when I see it, I'm like, I have more interest in the janitor statue that scares me every time I go. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's the statue of the janitor.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you always turn the corner, and there he is. Like,
yes.
You've never seen him before. Scared the poop out of you.
But that, you know what? Isn't that funny, though? That resonates, right?
Yeah.
That resonates more than the red dot on the...
Sure.
On the whiteboard.
Right. I mean, I'm much more traditional, honestly. We were talking off the air before we even get started. You know, Andrew Wyeth, to me, I get it. I see... She's sitting in a field with waving grass. I got it. My favorite Andrew Wyeth is the dog on the bed, because I can relate to that.
Right.
It's like, okay, I get that. Norman Rockwell, I've got my Day at the Vet that I bought years and years ago, and it's this little boy holding his little puppy. I get that. That's not, I get that.
But that's the thing is, then you get art. Just because you don't get
that art,
the art that you have at home, you get that.
Absolutely.
It connects with you. Not all art is meant to connect with everybody, but all art needs to be understood as far as its importance as set forth by other people, I guess. But you have your art at home. We have our art at home. That is hard to say. We have our art at home, and you know what we choose to put on our walls is what speaks to us.
Right.
And what and the message we want to speak to other people, even if it's you know. I think that means that in your way, my way, Jane's way, you understand art.
We have a great text from the 224. Scott in Chicago says, when you go to an art gallery, you are simply a tourist looking through the trophy cabinet of a few millionaires. A quote from Banksy.
Oh.
Not wrong.
No.
No, not wrong at all.
And you all saw what he did a couple years ago with one of his paintings.
Did he? Is that the one he shredded?
Yeah, it was amazing. But people said that's part. But see, the thing is, that's the funny thing is, once it's shredded at the auction,
right. That's
what he did. He built a frame with a shredder in there, and once they clacked it down, they said, "All right, sold for I think it was like 5 point something." Someone hit a button and it started shredding the actual painting inside the frame, and then stopped halfway through, and people went crazy and wild. But they said that increased the value of the whole thing.
That's going to wrap it up for us. Stay close for the new news, followed by the Todd Albaugh Show. I hope you will join us again tomorrow morning, starting at 10 o'clock. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is the show.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps.
You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 13 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 33. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach on the board. Carol Kane with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. And you at 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Carol, I wanted to share this with you.
Okay.
From the 262. It's kind of cool to hear Carol on Civic Media. She is a Wisconsin staple.
Oh, well, that's very nice. That's very kind. Thank you.
That's lovely.
Yes.
And great. For our last segment today, we're going to have our theme song, right? The We're Not Dead Yet.
Yeah, we could definitely have that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. That was a listener suggestion.
Yeah, we're not dead
yet. We're not dead yet. That's why we're radio legends, because we're still alive.
Right. We just keep plugging away. Keep plugging away.
Speaking of plugging away, we've been meaning to do this for the last couple of weeks, and there just hasn't been time because there's been so many other things going on. But we want to talk about the lengths we will go to for our four-legged friends.
Right, right. Well,
the things we do for the love of our pets.
Right, and this has been precipitated by the fact that I told Jane a story that is happening at my house.
Right.
And so I, setting the base, I have two dogs. I have Beauregard, who is a English Coonhound mix out of a shelter in Alabama.
Right.
And I also have Sydney, and she is a half Australian Shepherd, half Golden Retriever.
They're both big dogs.
80 pounds each, yeah. 80 pounds apiece. And so they're both seniors. Both of them are getting close to being 13 years old. And
for a big dog, that's getting up there.
That's, I know. And I know what's coming down the pike.
I know.
And I hate to think about it. But until that happens, they're my kids.
Right.
I call them my kids.
Sure.
And so Sydney, this was about 8 weeks ago, Sydney was trying to get upstairs to the bedroom. We were, you know, calling it a night.
Right.
And her back legs have been weak, and they gave out on her, and it was like the state fair slide. She just went all the way down. So Carol's solution, and it's been happening ever since, I fixed up the couch as a bed, and I've been sleeping on the couch for weeks now, because then Sydney can come and lay next to the couch and be with me.
Right.
And I can reach down and I can pet her. And because I know her, and I know that if I go upstairs and Beauregard goes upstairs, she's going to be beside herself, and she will lay at the base of the stairs and probably cry.
Or she's going to keep trying to get up the stairs, and she's really going to hurt herself.
And she's going to hurt herself. Right. Yes. So I can't. Really, I tried to get her up again, but she's 80 pounds, and she's,
Sure.
But, so, that's what I'm doing.
So, you've been sleeping on the couch for 2 months?
Yeah. And, Lou kind of looks at me, and he's just like, is this ever going to, I'm like, no.
Nope.
She's my girl, and I'm going to stay with her until whatever we have to do, we have to do. Now, that could be a while because of the fact that the vet says she's healthy as a horse. He says this just happens with
arthritis, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
He says this happens with older dogs, and they lose control of their legs sometime, and this is what's happening with her. So, so that's what I'm doing. And
I don't find that extreme at all. I think there are a lot of people listening with pets who are thinking, yep, I'd do that.
Well, I did talk to my financial advisor called me yesterday as I was driving home. And DJ said the same thing. He goes, my wife, Heather, would do that. And it's, I'm not no harm, no foul. Who cares?
Right.
If for Thanksgiving, if I end up, hosting Thanksgiving, I'll pack everything up and take it upstairs so that people can actually sit on the couch without my
That's
pillow.
Really nice of you.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's very accommodating.
I am the best hostess. But, I stopped walking them a little while ago because they're just old.
Sure.
And so, you've had dogs and you know what this is like. So I just found it fascinating, what people will go through. Like, there's a woman in my neighborhood and she's got the doggy baby carriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's got a little guy and
she just rolls, strollers him around.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Why not?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is the most extreme thing you have done out of love for your pet? And it doesn't even have to be that extreme. Because I don't think what you're doing is extreme.
No, well, it's talked a little.
For some people, I know, but I'm with you. I would probably do the exact same thing. Now, Greg Bach, looking at your face,
hi.
I have a feeling you would not do the same thing.
I don't know because I didn't grow up really with pets.
Okay,
and I was telling Jane this before the show started, is I feel like I am. My brain doesn't have the wiring for that sort of empathy for pets. Like, if I have a dog, I'm going to love that dog. But there are certain things when my friends tell me what they're doing for their pets, I'm like, I don't understand. It doesn't, it's not that I think they're wrong. It's I don't understand why they're doing it. It doesn't compute with me. And I try to be as non-judgmental or non-like, what? Because I don't want them to feel bad and I don't want to sound like a psychopath. But like for me with a pet's a pet. And when the pets, you move on, you do your thing. I don't know. I know I sound like a monster. Send your calls to my mom's cell phone. It's fine.
Well, and in addition, when I stopped walking them because Beauregard tore his ACL and so he couldn't walk. And then Sydney's legs are giving out. And so what did I do? I'd load him up in the car.
And go for a drive.
Yeah. Roll the windows down and take them out in the country for about an hour. And both of them are hanging their heads out, one on one window, one on the other window. People must think I'm crazy, but we just drive around and we look at the farm.
Smell some smells.
And, I talk to them. Actually, I talk to them like they're people.
You're not alone.
No, I don't think so. I think there's an awful lot of people.
You are not alone. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What have you done out of the love of your pet? Don from Madison is on the line. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Don.
Good morning, Jane. Hey, so the caller before the last caller, I don't understand people who don't have the love that other pet owners, that such as like myself, have for their pets, because they're our babies, you know. We don't have kids, my partner and I. So, yeah, we have dog insurance. We try to give them the best food, try to take them for walks, let them ride in the car, you know, all the things that you would do with your child if you had a child.
What are their names, Don?
Sleep in the bed once in a while. What's that?
What are their names?
Oh, we just got a new lab, which her name is Java, and she's a chocolate lab, and she's a rescue. So, yeah, we try to do what we can. And I was also going to mention that our dog, our last dog, which was a lab, she had hemangiosarcoma. She had a bleeding tumor, and she had issues with falling down, like your guest's dog. So you may want to get her checked to make sure that she doesn't have any kind of tumor growing.
Well, to tell you the truth, she just had her annual exam at the veterinary
clinic.
He said she's okay.
She's real healthy.
Right.
You might try using one of those harnesses that you can hold up by the handle to help her up the stairs.
Well, that's a good idea. She takes Rimadyl and glucosamine, chondroitin.
Yep. Glucosamine. Yep.
But that's not a bad. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
The only thing I can
get one of those little.
The only thing that concerns me about that idea, Don, though, is that Sydney is 80 pounds. I can see both of you falling down the steps.
I don't need any help falling down.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
No.
And truly, I'm so, so klutzy. I'm so klutzy. I fall all the time, and I don't need any
help. You could get a pet elevator. I mean, Mitt Romney had a car elevator. So.
Well, there you go.
Excellent suggestion, Don. I'm sure we'll get right on that house elevator for the dogs.
I will tell you this.
Thank you.
To give you an idea as to how bad I am, my husband, when we first started dating eons ago, he finally looked at me on one of the dates and he said, you know, cracks in the sidewalk have taken on a whole new meaning for me when I walk with you. Because I'll hit it and down I go. That's it.
And I'd like to also point out that Don just said exactly what I was afraid. I sound like a monster when I talk about this. I don't want to sound like this. I don't want to feel like this either.
But I promise you, Greg, when you and Bridget do finally decide to get a dog, it's going to change you.
Okay.
You are going to do things for this animal that you would never have believed that you will do.
Sure.
Trust me.
I don't disagree with you, but it's hard for me to. Yeah. I'm not a bad person, everybody. I swear to God, I'm not.
He's really not a bad person.
Well, but I know people that just aren't pet people.
Yeah, for sure.
But I want a dog.
It's going to change you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text on what have you done for the love of your pet, out of love for your pet. Angie from Wisconsin is on the line. Good morning, Angie.
Hi, my dog lived to like 15, and I used to give her IV fluids. And I had to learn how to do all that kind of stuff.
You had to do what, Angie?
IV fluids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah. But it made her, she lived a lot. She lived for an extra 3 months that way. And I'm very, very poor. I just worked a lot of extra hours and paid for it that way. So, yeah. All my extra money for those 3 months went all to her. She lived an extra 3 months. I loved her. She lived to 15.
That's so wonderful. What was her name, Angie?
Yeah, I did everything for her. Lexi.
Lexi.
Got it.
Well, she's on the Rainbow Bridge now with my Barkley and my Pierce. And you gave her a great life, Angie.
Yes,
she did. And I have no regrets.
Yeah, so, no.
None with her.
Good. Good.
Loved her. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. You can check in as well, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. A woman that I used to work with, her husband would take the dog for a walk every day, but he would go to a different park.
Oh, so a change of scenery?
Because she wants different smells.
Oh, okay.
It's boring for her.
That's hilarious.
To go to the same park, which I would never have thought of ever.
In all honesty, I didn't know that they could tell the difference.
No. It's outside. There's lots of smells.
Exactly.
You know, and like you taking your two for car rides now that they're older and they can't walk as far.
Well, and we've got plenty of smells in the backyard, too, because I live near a nature preserve.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got deer and fox and raccoons and possums, and we've got them all. I had two turkeys walking through the other day.
Oh, that must have driven them crazy.
To tell you the truth, I kind of looked at them and said, you're taking your life into your own hands. It's a little close to turkey day.
They might be. Oh, yeah, right. Texter from the 414, my dog has diabetes. I'm so sorry. And is going downhill. He's a senior rescue. It's been very difficult. He's 14 and a half.
Wow.
And has exceeded his life expectancy. This is the difficult part of being a pet parent. I've been carrying him around as his back's legs are going. His name is Teddy. Stacy from Waukesha. Oh, Stacy, I feel you.
I do too.
It's so hard when they get older and they start having health problems. It is.
Yep. Well, and when you've got diabetes, you've probably given them insulin. I know a lot of people that have to give their animals insulin. So
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's the most extreme thing you have done? And maybe it's not extreme to you, out of the love of your pet.
Well, the thing is that, and I stand by this, when you bring them into your family, and Greg, you should listen to this, when they bring them into their family, that's exactly what they become. They become family.
Yes.
And why wouldn't you protect your family and do the most you can possibly do for your family?
I have a great many thoughts on that topic, but we're going to a break, so.
Oh, so he doesn't have to. You're off the hook for now. All right, we're going to a break. One more break when we come back. I hope you will stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that...
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr. You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sunday night, and it's like, I need you. So I'm delighted. And Greg has his own nickname for you. But let me just introduce you. David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. David, thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me on. Always fun to talk about unusual birds.
Well, Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend. Hey, she was so happy.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ouch. God, I am wounded. Not at all. No, I had so much fun the last conversation that we had, and I just find it fascinating. And obviously a lot of other people find it fascinating because people were flocking to Port Washington. I had to see these flamingos. So, David, what do we know about this?
Well, Florida continues to send us their birds, apparently.
So, even the birds are fleeing Florida.
Yeah, even the birds are fleeing Florida. We'll leave the political discussion off the board for that. Yeah, it's unusual. Obviously, it's been a very unusual birding year. We had a painted red start here in the spring, which is a bird from the southwestern part of the United States. We've had the roseate spoonbills up here. And now we've got flamingos, and this is the first time anybody has on record of flamingos in Wisconsin. And they showed up, three adults and two juvenile, apparently. The thought is that they were blown off course or blown up here with Hurricane Idalia back at the end of August, as Hurricane Idalia kind of moved its way up the eastern coast of the United States, because flamingos were seen in kind of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania. And so states had kind of been monitoring them as they were being blown north. And it's not unusual for birds to get blown off course, especially during migrations, for example. Flamingos don't necessarily migrate, but other birds do. But during migrations, birds can get blown off course and then find themselves well outside of their normal range. And that seems to be the case here. And flamingos are just a cool bird. You know, even people who don't know much about birds or don't know much about wildlife, everybody recognizes a flamingo because they're pink, they've got that kind of cool looking bill, and they stand on one leg.
Yeah.
And what more do you need to know?
Well, right. And it's not like they're innocuous and you're going to miss them, you
right.
know,
exactly.
And especially five of them. And
yes.
That just sounds like the plot for a Chevy Chase movie, that a family of five flamingos, you know, is flying to their vacation spot and they get blown off course and they end up not at Wally World, you know, or something like that.
Or maybe he's the groundskeeper of the golf course. You know,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what will happen next? I mean, obviously this is not their climate. They can't survive here. Do they stick around until it starts getting chilly and then go back south?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The last I checked, while they were seen, we should let the listeners know, they were first seen at Port Washington.
Right, on Friday.
Lake Michigan, right, on Friday. And the last I checked, they were seen in Adams County on the Wisconsin River, and Adams County is in the central part of the state. So they seem to be moving around a little bit. And we are at the beginning of bird migration right now. So we'll have a lot of birds starting to fly south, and they'll fly south down to Texas, Florida, things like that, including sandhill cranes and some of the larger wading birds, like the great blue herons and other birds like that. And so it is possible that these flamingos will start working their way south, especially as the cold weather starts setting in and daylight starts lessening, that they'll figure out that they might be in the wrong place. And hopefully they'll get in with a flock of birds that are heading south, and we'll kind of get them back on course.
Yeah, don't take them to Canada. That would be bad. If you're just joining us, David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison, and we are talking about the flamingo sighting that was Friday in Port Washington, and now, as David just said, apparently in Adams County. These migrations that happen are really massive, and it happens every year and kind of goes unnoticed, but we're talking about an enormous number of birds on the move, right?
Millions and millions and millions and millions of birds, yes. And we have different flyways in the United States. So we have a flyway down the East Coast, a flyway down kind of the central part of the state, down the mountain part of the, central part of the United States, mountain part of the United States, West Coast. And so we're in the central flyway, and birds typically will migrate north, south. They'll follow major coastlines, river bodies, things like that. And so, yes, and most birds fly at night, so we don't see them. But if you're interested in this, you can go just Google or search on the web for BirdCast, BIRDCAST, and you can watch the migration, through weather radar, essentially, is what how they're tracking the bird.
Cool.
And it's really, really cool to see.
David, you have made Jane's day.
Well, that's like the last time we had you on, and you told me about that app where you can actually – hold up your phone and get the bird song, and it will identify it for you. Remind us again what the name of that app is, too.
Yep, the app is called Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, and Merlin's a type of raptor. It's a free app you can download, and just as if you were trying to identify a song that you might be hearing in a barn, you can use Shazam. Merlin does the same thing, but instead of identifying the song, it identifies the bird singing that you hear, and it is a very, very cool app, and another way to get people outside, and especially nowadays, people are so attached to their electronics. This is a wonderful way to combine what we always have in our right or left hand while we're being outside.
You can get your kids outside that way.
Absolutely. Yep. And we stress that all the time.
Yep. That's great. Well, David Drake, it's always such a pleasure. The next time some bird lands in our lap, you know, I'm going to call you.
You know, I'm more than just birds, Jane.
Ooh, problems in Birderville.
Well, now that I know you have all these other birder girlfriends, I guess we'll have to reevaluate our relationship.
I'm not cheap.
Oh, that was great. David Drake, so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Take care. Have a good rest of your day.
You as
Bye-bye.
Well.
Thanks.
And if you want to check out the show notes after the show, we will get those, the Birdcast up there. We will get the Merlin link up there. So if you want to download a couple of those, you can do that and get involved in the birding world, you guys. I swear to God, it's more fun than you think. Look at Greg. He's not buying it. Anyway, that does it for us. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for watching. Above all, thank you for listening. We will be back with you tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. Stay right here. The news is coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by...
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to...
First drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and